The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Again, it's Tuesday, and I want to tell you, it's not just an issue of one problem. There are crises everywhere, and it gets worse every day. The more I learn, and I'm learning, I think we're all learning, and it has to do with being able to at least reasonably try to connect the dots. The more I learn, the worse it gets. And I want to tell you something else, and this is not to disparage anybody, but I watch the media doctors on the internet, and they're all offering something a little different. A lot of them are repeating information that we all know, but there's much more going on than what they're talking about. It's worse. I'm sorry to even say that. It's absolutely hideous. And we have got to prepare to be ready to deal with this is a Satanist cabal that is almost indescribably evil in the English language. Maybe there's another language that would work better. I don't think we have enough words to properly and effectively paint the picture of how evil these alleged human beings are. They're not human. There's something else. This is a sickness of a planet that is being caused by a mutagenic, carcinogenic malignancy that is permeating the alleged most sentient species on the planet. And I'm often wondering about dolphins and things. I'd be willing to bet if we could get into a dolphin's mind, we would find something that is probably much more advanced than most people. We're not it. We're not the cat's meow. We are the custodial species. But what kind of a job are we doing? We're destroying our home. And we're allowing evil to exacerbate and accelerate that destruction. Every day I see things that are very bad indicators. And I talk to some people who are wonderful. They're heroic. They're in the health field. They're in other fields. And they tell me things. And I'm very grateful to know. But I have to keep a lot of them private on request. I certainly do. I wish I could share more. I'm sharing as much as humanly possible, and there's a lot more out there that we will all be learning soon enough. All right, that's enough. It's been a lousy, difficult day, but there have been good parts to it. And hopefully this program and the message that we try to transmit to all of you is making a difference. Even though most of you understand the adversary we're up against, it never hurts to have reinforcement. So we're here for you. And Kelly Nelson is back tonight, the columnist for NewsWithViews.com, great friend of DV Kids. Kelly, again, has both feet. She's up to her knees in understanding about what we used to have in this country. We no longer have a government here.
No.
We don't have a government. Welcome, Kelly. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. You know, there's not a lot of people, but it is growing. The number of people who understand that there is a poisonous attack on our population is growing. It really is. You don't think it is because it's so minuscule, but every day there are more who come to understand that they have put something in their bodies that will eventually kill them. And now they're saying, what can I do to stop this? And there are things that you can do, but you are not guaranteed a long life that God would give you anymore because you have been, had that life shortened by the evil that is present in our government. And we are really under a situation where we have Stasi in America, like they did in Nazi Germany, and they're spying on all of us constantly. People don't think this is true. They think they can still talk on the telephone, that they can email, and nobody's seeing it. The government knows every single move and word you say. And they are even better than the Stasi were in Nazi Germany. And the Stasi were the most effective and repressive intelligence and secret police agencies ever to have existed until now.
Okay? Now, the Stasi were in East Communist Germany after the war. You're talking
about
the Gestapo, I believe.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. But they were still Nazis. They were still Nazis.
And they were sure playing ball with the communists, whatever.
Oh,
but
God,
I get
yes.
How much
difference is there, Jeffrey?
Labels.
There's not that much difference.
They blend together
like two peas in a pod.
Three peas in a pod. You got it.
Yeah. And they're everywhere in America now. I mean, they're throughout society. They're in every federal alphabet soup entity. And every corporation, every medical industry, they're everywhere. And they have controlled everything for over 2 years. We are in a situation where fighting back is going to have to be very, very difficult. But it can be done. And I talked to you previously about Václav Havel and about Solzhenitsyn. And both of them said, you cannot live by their lies. You have to live only with truth. And that's what it's got to be. You have to ignore the lies. Because if you allow the parasitic lies to attach to your person, then you have become one of them that will do nothing. You'll just go along with the flow till they put you in the boxcars and send you to the gulags or the camps. You have to say no. I'm not believing this, and I'm going to live only by truth, not by your lies. That's the key to fighting this, and there are not enough people yet who are doing this. But you know what? There's so much going on that every single day, it's just like you said in the opening, every single day I get, I just not long ago dumped 12,000 emails because I couldn't get to them. I've already got 7,000 more in here, and I can't even look at all of them.
Thank you for mentioning that. Let me just say one little quick thing to add. What Kelly's saying is true. It's true here as well in many other places. I don't have the human time even to look at, let alone read, all the subject lines of the emails that come in.
Can't do it.
It's not humanly possible. This doesn't work. 15 hours, 16 hours a day, not enough. Doesn't work. Not enough time. So we do our best, and we miss some things, but generally speaking, we did not miss the barn with a shotgun. We got it.
Well, I have finished another article yet. It's not up yet, but basically the article is asking people, you know, we're at the point where subjugation, we have seen this for 2 years now.
Right.
And subjugation leads to what? It leads to slavery. So what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose subjugation and slavery, or are you going to choose freedom? And that's where this whole thing comes in, where we cannot accept the lies. We've got to fight it. And you're only going to fight it if you listen to the people who are telling you the truth. And there's a small cadre of physicians and scientists who are speaking out every day and risking every single thing they've got to fight the medical nihilism that is going on in America and to save lives. Fortunately, I have a doctor right here in Knoxville, Tennessee, that prescribes ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine as preventatives, as prophylactics. God bless his soul. And his nurse knows more than I know. She sits on the computer and reads everything every night. So when we walk into her office and she sees us first, you know what she says? Get those, you know what, masks off your face. They're worthless.
Good job. Yeah.
That's a good doctor.
That's a real doctor. Let me make one other statement to kind of an adjunct statement. I would suggest that people, oh my, and if you get a chance, pull up the homepage. Go look at the top of that volcano. It's now got three enormous vents blowing out molten lava. I mean, these things are being blown up 1,000 feet more in the air. Huge eruptions. Amazing. So don't forget about that. That's a big issue. Now, I would not urge people to take hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin as a prophylactic. I would suggest get it, keep it, and use it when you need it. What happens if you take too much of anything? It loses its punch. The same thing is possible with those two. I would want, for me personally, not to be doing it prophylactically. If I need it, I'll take them. But I'm just suggesting that to you. The same thing happens with antibiotics. Same thing. So just a thought. But it's wonderful that it's available. I wish every single person listening in the world had ivermectin especially at home waiting if it's needed. We don't know what they've released out there. And I have a sneaking suspicion, Kelly, that they might have released another new twist on their ugly theme. I've got people in this town who are sick. They're not sick with COVID. I don't care what they tell them.
With the enhanced version because of the vaccine.
They're actually sick with the vax, the results, and I think they're releasing other, we'll call them viruses. I think they're twisting them, they're redesigning.
I'll tell you honestly, they've done so many tests in hospital situations where they've given placebos to half the hospital and they've given ivermectin only once a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 milligrams per 50 pounds once a week to the other half. And the half on ivermectin never got any of this. The other half, 56% of them came down with this virus, whether it be Delta or the original COVID. All of it is Delta now. There is no more COVID. COVID's gone. This is the vaccine-enhanced COVID turned into Delta, which is more virile. And we've had even the West Virginia governor has told that there are massive numbers of people in the hospital who have been vaccinated, and 26% of them have died. Okay.
Well, they're, a lot of them are dying from the vax, and I'll tell you another thing. One doctor told me that there is some indication that some of these things are not working like they used to. Okay? So I'm just connect the dots. Just go lightly, be careful, supply yourself with whatever you can get your hands on. But I would be real cautious about taking too much over a period of time without any real direct need.
Moderation is the key. The Lord God said that in the Bible. Moderation is always the key in everything.
And I understand what you just said about the hospital test. I get that fully. Man, look at that. Have you seen that? If you can, just go to rents.com. Kelly, if you're within reach of a computer, you got to go up to the top of the homepage and look at this volcano.
I know. It's incredible, isn't it?
It's astonishing what's going on.
I've got a friend in
there.
Idaho who keeps sending me all this stuff. It's shocking, isn't it?
Well, I've got it live. I have live video right now. You can see it right now. It's up there. Anyway, it's three vents. One, two, three. I'm telling you, the whole thing potentially could go like Mount St. Helens. Kaboom. Gone. It's
Yeah, and that was a number of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, all right, back to the issue at hand.
Yeah, let me just tell you some of the things that are working in today that we're just now hearing. And look, Dr. Merritt's first interview, she was a Navy orthopedic surgeon for 10 years, so she's very close to the military. But her first interview, she told us that Chinese scientists were working in Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, and AstraZeneca, and they're helping to make these injections, okay? But not only that, she said that they are embedded in every bioweapon lab in America. Chinese citizens, scientists, they're here, and they're doing this.
Yeah.
So now, in a recent video where she only had like 5 or 7 minutes to talk, she told, and this was a video with tons of other people on, but she told us that there were only 20 COVID deaths of active duty military in 2020. That's in all the services. 20 deaths. That's it. Okay? And there's how many millions in the military? Yet, they're now demanding that every single person get vaccinated. And it's not a vaccine. It's a genetic...
Let's call it a bioweapon. That's what it is.
It is a bioweapon. That's what Dr. McCullough called it. He said, COVID is bioweapon number one, and the vaccine is bioweapon number two. Okay. All of these military people now have huge epidemiological bases to track all the stats, and yet they're still shoving this crap down all of our military. And she said that since the COVID jab, they've already had tumors that they've never seen before. They've had 80 new cases of myocarditis in just a few days, which has a significant 5-year mortality rate at 66%. So,
yes, ma'am.
All of these military boys that have myocarditis, their lives are over in 5 years. That's max. Okay? There are now 48 new leukemias per average in VAERS. And that's normal. That's kind of normal. Now they're up to 229 in just 6 months.
There is a, Kelly,
this is
what I'm calling, this is a new industry that may end up being bigger than the cancer industry, but we have super cancers popping up all over the place. That's what I'm calling it. They're super cancers. They're super virulent. They're super deadly, and they're super fast, and they're popping up everywhere.
And they're much thicker, and they're in many more youngsters than they ever were before. But here's a another thing. In 31 years of VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, there were 337 cases of myocarditis. That's in 31 years. 31 years. Think about that.
Wow.
That's over three decades.
Wow.
But this year alone, since that vaccine came out, there were 1,113. And that's only 1% of what's reported. Okay?
Let's see, multiply it by 99. Look, this is mass murder. This is planetary genocide.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. It's slow fuse. It's acute.
Mm-hmm.
It's slower. It's faster. It doesn't matter. Because within 3, 4, 5 years, what do you think all those millions of body bags have been prepositioned for? What do you think? Why are they in Canada putting people in cardboard caskets in the hospital?
Yep.
You've seen those. They die and they just fold the damn box up and they're ready to bury them.
Well, you know, since this COVID jab, myocarditis, it's an inflammation of the heart. And when the heart is damaged, it does not rehabilitate.
It doesn't generate new cells.
No, it
does
not. You have scar tissue. And once it's scarred, it's damaged for your life, okay? And with this increasing to 1,400 new cases above the average, this is going to kill a lot of young people because this is who it's affecting. This is affecting young people, our young soldiers, our teenagers. They're planning on giving this by Christmas to 6-month-olds. They're going to kill the babies next. And they've already killed, over 2,000 babies in utero? Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, that's what
and Dr. Merritt has told us that we've had 9 civilian pilots who have died of thrombotic events. That's blood clots. So, okay, you've got these civilian pilots flying, all these airlines, United, American, mm-hmm. whatever you get on, okay? They've mm-hmm. died of thrombotic events. You want to get on an airplane with a vaccinated pilot who could have a thrombotic event?
And you're talking about now preventing all vaxxed pilots from flying. They're trying to slow everything down to a crawl and then stop it dead in its tracks. And that's what they're doing. The health industry is being taken down. The transportation industry is coming down. It's all coming down.
This is Agenda 21, sweetie.
That's it. Hold on. Kelly Nelson and I will be right back with more after this. Back with you and Kelly Nelson. The state of what they call government in this country is so deplorable now. I don't really see, and I look occasionally at Fox and CNN playing this game that we actually have some kind of a viable government. We no longer do.
No.
It ceased being representative years ago, and now
it's all over the world the same way.
Thank you. We need to keep the big picture in front of us. Don't be close-minded about this. This is worldwide. It's a plan. It's being implemented by a relatively tiny handful of people. And you scratch your head. How is it they get away with it? Because the people will not stand up and reject it. Something's going on to keep people subdued. I don't know what it is. They're tranquilized, like they've been drugged. They're not out in the streets. I think we've had over 1 million dead in this country already, murdered, Kelly.
Oh, I think even more than that because we're almost at 3 million adverse effects.
Right. Oh, it's...
And it may be over
who
that
really
by
knows?
Now because that was a couple of weeks ago.
But where are the where are the American people? Why?
Yeah,
where are they?
They're sitting
are they
on their arses
this?
Still.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, just stop and think about what they're doing to our military, number one, because I want to go back to that, because if they've had 9 civilian pilots, and this is from back in August, okay, so we're through September, we're into October, die of blood clots, and these guys can get up and they can walk around in their in the airplane. They can get up and stop the blood clots. When you are a military person, you're strapped into an ejection seat, okay? You can't get up and move anywhere. They carry all kinds of weapons, some potentially with nuclear weapons. So if you've got a pilot in there and he has a thrombotic event, or he has cardiac arrest, or he has any of these other things that come from these vaccines that they're forcing down these boys' throats, what happens? There are going to be problems all over the world with this. And listen, 20 years ago, Dr. Merritt worked on the Mexican border. And she said the people coming in, they would pay $1,500 to $1,800 to get in here. But guess how much the Chinese were paying to come in illegally? $60,000. All right?
Wow.
And there's only 2 militaries who are not taking the messenger RNA technology. And you can name them for me because I know you know it, because you have plenty more time to read this stuff than I do. So who are they? Tell me.
Obviously China and Russia.
Amen. There you have it. So whose national security is at risk? It's us.
It's called the formerly United States of America.
Yep. And there are 200 plus Chinese scientists, Chinese citizens. I mean, we're not even talking about the Confucius schools within our universities that are all spies from China sent here.
PLA.
Okay.
People's Liberation
Army. We're not even talking
Chinese
about
Communist
that.
Party. Yeah, gotcha.
We're talking about scientists sent from China, and they are embedded in Pfizer and Moderna. And they help to develop all of these vaccines. And since they're not taking them, who do you think they're developing them for? So we've got the enemy, and they're all over our country. Do you realize that between Bill Gates and China, they own over 300 million acres of American farmland? 300
wow.
million acres. Think
That's
about
a pretty
that.
Big piece. No, that's a big one. I had no idea.
I mean, this is pretty scary, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Biden is saying anybody who doesn't take these vaccines in the military, guess what he's going to do to them? You already know. You read enough of this stuff like I do.
Dishonorable discharge.
Absolutely. And he wants to treat them the same as deserters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this didn't happen to Bowie Bergdahl. And, of course, that was all connected to the soldiers in Benghazi. And it had to do with Stinger missiles that Ambassador Stevens was sent to Benghazi to retrieve. But none of that comes out in normal media. I mean, we get mm-hmm. nothing. But guess what? If you go to Australia, 25 to 50% of their military, all of whom have been jabbed, they're undeplorable. They can't be deployed. They're undeployable. Isn't that something? 50% of them allegedly can't even be sent in to defend the country because they've taken this jab and they are crippled from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we don't even know
the
ultimate number will be much higher because this has got a slow fuse in many respects. It's not always overnight. It takes time. 1, 2, 3 years.
It does take time, especially for some. And especially how many of these docs that we've listened to have said, have had COVID and recovered and then you went and took the vax, your chances of life are much shorter than those who just took the vax, because you've deleted your God-given antibodies from
this virus. Yeah, your immune system has been ruined.
It has been ruined, absolutely. Yeah. And now, I'm telling you what they're doing to the military. It's so obvious, and I can't believe people don't see this. The Navy is even worse than the Army. But the Navy, you already know about what they've done to the SEALs, and there's hundreds of them in the 2,500 SEALs that we have. There's hundreds of them that are not going to be deployed, and they have said there's no way in hell we're taking this. We live in enclosed environments altogether. We've nearly all had COVID. We have natural immunity, and you want to vaccinate us? No. We're not doing it.
They're
going to lose, I bet, a good half of them. And it costs at least $500,000 to train every SEAL. That's how deep their training is.
We have the right under the Constitution, which is still there, whether the Satanists want it to be or not. We need SEALs and the other military pros we have to organize a real militia among the people, a legal militia to protect
and preserve. That's what Merritt says, too.
She's right. Totally right.
She's right. And she said, you have till December 1st to be forced into this. Maybe the House of Cards will fall by then. So don't do it. Wait until the last minute and then get out. If you have to resign and get out, do that, but don't take the damn thing. It's horrible. And there's a new disciplinary squad in the Navy, and they've even sent out a memo, an unclassified memo, showing that there is a group of, it's called the, COVID Consolidated Disposition Authority. That's what it's called. And it will be the arbiter of punishing unvaccinated military members. They're going to punish these people for not, this is insanity.
Oh, so they're not going to dishonorably discharge them, they're going to punish them?
They're going
and
to
lock
punish
them up?
They're going to actually...
All right, well, this has got to blow up in
their
face.
I mean,
at
you
some
can
point.
Read this. There is actually this, it's called the Navid Men Memo. And if you go in and read it, you will go, what? They're going to punish them for refusing an experimental injection into your body that could kill you? The totalitarianism, Jeff, has gone so far overboard. These authoritarians are out of their minds. The Louisiana hospital system, have you read what they're doing there? They're going to dock pay from employees with unvaccinated spouses.
Oh, come on.
No, it's documented.
Oh, my.
Yeah, listen, this push to the jab can be described as totally unhinged. And it is. It's unhinged.
Well said. Yeah. That's wild.
There's so much of this. I would have to write a book with everything that comes out every day about what I just gave you about the Louisiana hospital. And Merck has announced that it has an experimental antiviral pill, and it'll supposedly reduce the hospitalization or death by 50%. Guess what? The preferred primary care physicians have said that they're having no luck recruiting patients for the trial. Don't you wonder why? I mean, really? Dianne Feinstein, she's the one we were talking about her before. She's 88 years old. Of course, she's exempt from the vaccine, but she's introduced a bill that requires proof of vaccination or negative COVID tests for any domestic flights.
Mm-hmm. That's like pending. That? And then I don't know who introduced the bill that is now pending somewhere, and they want no interstate travel unless you're vaccinated. They want to stop people from stepping across the state line unless they've been given the death jab. So there you go.
And
I don't know how much more obvious it can get.
Left and right. I mean, 593 United Airlines employees have been fired. And they're not allowed to collect unemployment. How can they stop them from collecting unemployment? Well,
that's a good question.
I don't know how they're doing it.
What worries me the most is that we've lost the judicial system in this country as well. And if you go to court and you file a suit, you're not going to get anywhere. It's not going to happen. So what do you have left as an option if you're fired?
You don't have much because they're fighting everything.
Right.
And they're even telling you, I mean, there was a top Navy officer, and they even denied his exemption under religious rules. And all of this religious exemptions, this is in the Civil Rights Act. And it says that you don't have to tell. It can be moral or religious or just that you don't want it, and you don't have to explain anything. That's been law for decades. They're disregarding all of the laws in our country. They're stomping on them. We've got a boot on our necks, and people don't even realize it yet. Look at what this new New York governor, Kathy Hochul, who replaced Cuomo because he resigned. Look at what she's doing.
Comrade
Kathy. She's prepared.
Kathy. I know.
Huh?
Comrade Kathy. Yeah.
Comrade Kathy, exactly. She's prepared to declare a state of emergency if the state's vaccine mandate results in an unmanageable shortage of healthcare workers. So you know what and this goes for the New York school teachers as well.
Wow.
Do you know what this woman's going to do? She says she's making sure that those who are fired cannot receive unemployment benefits. I don't know how that they can do that, but they're managing to overstep every law that we've ever made. But guess what? New York is planning to train National Guard personnel in order to deal with the expected staffing shortages. So what are they going to do? Are they going to take care of patients? Are they going to assist in surgeries? Are they going to teach them how to do a knee or a hip replacement? I mean, come on, people. This is insanity. Why the hell would you ask the National Guard personnel to come in when you need medical personnel? Is this nuts or what?
I wish I had an answer for all of it. I guess the biggest question remains, though, that you must always ask yourself when you are hit with one of these mandates, what is my life worth?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Not worth
what
a
is
job.
My life worth? No, that's right. Is it worth a job? Is it worth a Krispy Kreme donut? Is it worth a flight on an airliner? What is it worth? A lottery ticket? What is my life worth? That's the only question you need to ask
if
you're given a mandate. Then your answer will be quite apparent.
Of course. Now, you know, we already talked about this privately, but they're putting this messenger RNA in our lettuce and our spinach, and they plan on putting it probably in all our food in order to get it to us without us even knowing it. But there's even more in this, and we talked about Dr. Ryan Cole before, but Ryan Cole and another physician, Dr. Nathan Thompson, who has actually looked at the blood work from his patients, have said that what this vaccine actually does, and people should be very aware of this, because we have T cells in our bodies, they're called T receptors, and they warn the body of invaders who are coming into our body to attack us. It's cancer, it's everything, every kind of virus, everything. And what these, it's very similar to our antibody fighters. There are a whole bunch of Marines in our body, and when they see something that this is T cells, and this is immunity. When they see something coming in that they know, you've either got immunity or you don't belong here, it's cancer, we're going to fight you off, the Marines come out and they throw grenades at it and it's over. That makes it real simple for people to understand. Well, guess what? This vaccine is weakening and deactivating those T cells that keep you from getting cancers, viruses, diseases, everything that your body was given by God to fight off, natural things that come along that could kill you. It's being destroyed by taking this vaccine. That right there should be enough to say, I'm not having this.
You know, part of this goes along with the death of common sense that occurred, I don't know how many years ago now, 15, 20 began. And
it's longer than that, honey.
When you come to the final Gen Z, it's gone. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah.
There are rare exceptions. And some are listening to this program now. You younger people who listen, you are the only hope that this nation or this planet has for the future. Common sense, intelligence. It's gone. It's just not there. I've had people write to me saying that exact thing. I'm a millennial. You should see the idiocy I'm surrounded with. Things like that.
Oh, you know, it's absolutely unbelievable. And they come to work whenever they want to. You know, and they think
working four hours is enough. Entitlement. Look up the word. They're entitled. We owe it to them. No. They don't have to work. Hell with that.
Well,
not good.
You know, Vaclav Havel, who you know who he is, a Czech statesman, a former political dissident.
He's a very, very, yes, go ahead.
Brilliant man, president of Czechoslovakia, and then also president of the Czech Republic. And Havel echoed everything that Solzhenitsyn said and his sentiments about the evil of totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. And Havel said, this is a direct quote and it's so perfect, if the main pillar of the totalitarian system is living a lie, then it is not surprising that the fundamental threat to it is living the truth. This is why the truth must be suppressed more severely than anything else. And that's what we're living in today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This
walking cadaver in the White House is only there for misdirection, disinformation purposes, but he's not running anything.
He's just a puppet.
No, he's not even a puppet. He's a walking corpse. But he's there to keep people talking about him and not focused on the most important thing, which is our future, our survival, our very survival.
They don't want us to survive, honey. They want us dead.
Misdirection. That's what they're working at. Go back and look at the Georgia Guidestones, which were erected
absolutely
in 1980. And
it's
just
all there.
Read it. 10 languages, huge pieces of granite. It's all chiseled in there. They told us. They told us everything. That's one of their, apparently they have some kind of a code that they have to follow. They have to tell us in advance before they slaughter us. It's
weird. They've done that over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that's happened, we've seen it previously, but most of us miss it. You know, very few people really catch it until after the fact. And then after it's happened, look
at that.
Rockefeller wrote about this with this horrible pandemic 10 years ago. And here it is laid out perfectly. Well, you know, the bottom line here is this is subjugation that goes into slavery, and that's our choice. Our choice is, do you want to accept the subjugation to slavery or the cry of freedom? Because because that's all that's left to us. And if we don't get off our arses and get out there and start marching in the streets and saying, sorry, but you work for us, we're not doing this anymore, and we're not accepting your lies. And you know, this really is growing. That is the one good thing here.
Let's hope.
It's growing.
Let's hope something. Something. I'll take anything. Some
Boy,
kind
that,
of a reaction.
That time went fast, didn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, it always does when there's good information. It just flies. Thank you, Kelly. Yeah. Thank you. And send me your next call.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to
Thanks
you soon.
Much.
Bye.
Okay. Take care. Kelly Nelson, newswithviews.com. She's got another column coming out, I believe, tomorrow. Okay. We'll be right back with hour number two for you next.